Listening Library presents Pages & Co. Tilly and the Book Wanderers by Anna James. Read for you by Aisha Kala.
1. The View from the Gate of a Fairground. Matilda Pages pushed open the door of Pages & Co. and breathed in deeply, taking in the familiar scent of just blown out candles, dark chocolate and, of course, books. For a second she forgot that she was splattered with muddy water and simply relished the week's holiday that stretched out in front of her, like the view from the gate of a fairground. But the bubble of calm popped as the damp seeped through her tights, making her shiver, and she marched through the door connecting the bookshop to the narrow house she lived in with her grandparents. She let the door crash behind her, tossed her school bag on the table, accidentally sending a pile of potatoes flying, and flopped dramatically into a chair. She paused, waiting for her grandmother to react. And when Grandma finally turned, Tilly flung her head theatrically onto her arms on the table. "Happy half-term, Tilly," Grandma said, looking around in confusion. "What on earth is the matter? And why are you taking it out on the potatoes?" Tilly blushed and sheepishly started picking them up. "And you're soaking. It's not still raining, is it?" Grandma said, peering out of the kitchen window. She gave her granddaughter's head an affectionate rub as Tilly kneeled to rescue a stray potato that had rolled into the cat basket. Tilly sighed.